USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
As Arizona continues to investigate election irregularities in Maricopa County, a Georgia judge on Friday ordered Atlanta's Fulton County to unseal more than 145,000 absentee ballots cast during the 2020 election, allowing voters organized for trust election results in Georgia to evaluate the legitimacy of the ballots. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says allowing this audit provides another layer of transparency and citizen engagement. End quote. The Department of Agriculture says it will be rolling out loan forgiveness payments aimed at farmers based on their skin color. The fund was established in order to provide government aid to farmers and ranchers for pandemic losses, as long as your skin color is not white. According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the program will benefit up to 13,000 Black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islander farmers. The Billboard Music Awards were last night from Los Angeles, California. Billie Eilish won Best Female Artist and Best New Artist. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill to allow ICE agents to do their job after President Biden, with an executive order, hindered their efforts. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE to do what they need to do.
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is investigating some rare cases of heart inflammation among vaccinated teens and young adults. The complications were more common in males than in females and showed up about 4 days after a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.